Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Shenandoah University President Tracy Fitzsimmons. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fitzsimmons. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back with you and your listeners.
We're speaking on the 31st, but the new semester started on the 21st. How have things been going so far?
Things have been terrific. The weather has cooperated except on move-in day, but even then we had lots of smiles and sunshine inside, and we've got a great new class of students here.
Move-in day, that's such a cool tradition. Now, for those that aren't familiar, you and a lot of faculty and staff, football players and all, you really work hard on that day, don't you?
All of our fall athletes turn out that day and a whole bunch of faculty and staff to help our new students move in. The idea is that they drive onto campus and we swarm. It's the Hornet Swarm, after all, right? We're the Shenandoah Hornets. We swarm the car and we unload it for them. And then the students can spend the rest of the day with their parents moving in and saying goodbye. They can focus on the important things.
You mentioned new students. How about enrollment growth? Where are we at now?
Oh, we're terrific. This incoming class, both the transfers and the freshmen, are one of the largest incoming classes ever, if not the largest. We still have to finish add drop. But at that point, we will know the official numbers. But we're either the very largest class ever or the second largest. So we feel really great about it. Not only that, but our entering grade point average of our freshmen has again gone up. So in 2007, the entering grade point average of freshmen at Shenandoah was 3.19. And this year, it's 3.51. They are bright students, and they care a whole lot about the world around them.
Well, is this a trend of larger classes, is that expected to continue?
You know, we didn't anticipate growing. That wasn't our goal. Our goal was to maintain the same number of students year after year after year. It's just we have more and more students interested in attending Shenandoah, and it's a little bit hard to judge what the yield will be. In other words, the number of students we admit that choose to come here, and every year that keeps going up and up. It's great to have Shenandoah becoming a real place of choice for incoming students. And I think part of that is the wonderful community that we have here in the Northern Shenandoah Valley.
We've also got new offerings all the time, including several new healthcare programs via the partnership with Innova. How well is the university doing in terms of adding and adapting its educational offerings?
We're adding programs both in Northern Virginia, as you mentioned, and here in the Winchester campuses. So we've added a master's in public health, a master's in genomics. We've expanded our psychiatric nurse practitioner programs. We've expanded occupational therapy, physical therapy, physician assistant studies. We've also added an undergraduate program in film studies and production, and also an undergraduate program in global studies.
Wow, that's a lot.
A lot going on here, right?
I'm Robert Allen, talking with Shenandoah University President Tracy Fitzsimmons. Well, you can't drive by Winchester on I-81 without seeing the progress on the new Athletics and Events Center. Where is that construction project currently?
That project is on time and on budget. Both of those are very important. And we anticipate completion by the end of December and occupancy in January. Both our men's and women's basketball teams should be able to get in there for the second half of their season this year. And we're looking forward to putting on lots of productions and having speakers and events so that the whole community can take advantage of the building.
Yeah, and I mean, this community could really use a space that large.
We really could. We don't have anything that large in the northern Shenandoah Valley. You have to go to Harrisonburg, or you have to go to Manassas or Shippensburg to find a space this large. So the performance arena, the performance court for basketball and volleyball, will seat about 1,750 in chairs and bleachers. And then the entire building, if you set it up theater style for a speaker, a graduation event, something like that, can seat 5,000.
So no more big tents for graduation day then?
No more big tents for graduation. No more worrying about the rain or the thunder and lightning.
Please share the plans for purchasing and renovating and expanding the health professions building on the Winchester Medical Center campus.
Shenandoah has had a long and very strong relationship with Valley Health, and we've been able to add new programs and grow them because of their support and our partnership. And this building is another example. 20-some years ago when that building was built, Shenandoah didn't have the funds to build it. And so Valley Health said, we'll build it for you, and you can lease it from us. And now when the contract was up, when we looked at each other, they said, we love having you on campus. It's good for our medical and health professional staff for you to be here. And it's, of course, good for our students to be there on the Winchester Medical Center campus as well. And so they agreed to sell the building to us, and we just closed that deal, and we now own that building as of this week. So we're thrilled about that. It just needs a facelift inside and some HVAC work, and then as our programs have been growing, we need to do an addition there.
Did you buy the property right beside it? I know there's some area there.
We purchased the building and the acreage that surrounds it and the parking lot.
Another major construction effort had been that Winchester Perimeter project. Is that all wrapped up now?
It's not quite finished. The last piece of this phase of it is to bury all the power lines there from the creek, or right by where Bob Evans used to be, all the way past the Bird School of Business. And that's really important. You know, when folks enter Winchester and they look at nothing but a cobweb of power lines, it sort of takes their attention away from the beautiful historic buildings and the businesses that we have here that we want them to patronize. And so we're taking down the power lines, and I think it'll create a lovely entrance to both the city and the university. And so those power lines won't obscure the view of our buildings, the portals, and students and prospective students and their families can focus on the educational opportunities here. So that should be done in the next couple of months.
Are there any other major construction efforts in the works?
Well, you know, as we grow, there are lots of things we need, and one of those is a new parking garage. And so we anticipate adding another parking garage on campus within the next year as well.
You have a strategic plan that runs several years out containing all those needs, right?
We do indeed. And there's after the Athletic and Event Center, the parking garage, and the power lines are finished, we've got many other possibilities to follow that, including expanding our village housing. We have Crothers House and Ronnie's Roost, which is fabulous upper-class apartment-style housing, full kitchens and living room, dining rooms, individual bedrooms for the students. And they all have their own washer and dryer in each apartment as well. We built two of those buildings over the last 2 years, and we'll want to start on the third of those soon.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Shenandoah University President Tracy Fitzsimmons. Well, early this summer, Shenandoah announced the findings of a long-running study on the Abrams Creek wetlands in Winchester-Frederick County, including rare habitat and plant species. How impressed are you by the work that faculty and students did with that effort?
You know, it is a very professional report, and it's why our students, when they graduate, they get terrific jobs. They're well-trained by our faculty members in research, in looking for what the appropriate resources are, how to work with communities to improve environmental areas and needs. And so we're really excited about it. It's to have this resource here on our campus, the wetlands, but also to have our faculty and students here working in partnership with community organizations has been really terrific.
Shenandoah has a great history of helping the community with volunteer projects and programs. One of note since you last appeared on this program is the Campus Kitchens Project, which helps send surplus food to those in need.
People often think that students that go to a private college are students who have lots of resources. In fact, we have a great number of our students who have very limited economic resources, who are on Pell Grants, who are working 20 or 30 hours a week in order to be able to pay for their education, and they have a lot of financial aid that we're able to provide them. Those students very much understand what it's like to wonder where your next meals are coming from. Now that they're at college, they don't have to worry about that, but I love that they still have a heart for everyone else. And they bring along the students who maybe are middle-class students. They haven't had to worry about a meal, but they understand that communities need to take care of each other. And so the students and the faculty members came together to say, let's do this project. We have leftover food here. We have extra food that we can cook, and we can provide it to those who don't have it.
It's a great program, and I know just one of many that goes on at Shenandoah University as far as helping out. Well, the school also, of course, has a lot going on. You've got arts, athletics, and so many other offerings that the public is welcome to attend and support. How can people stay up to date with everything going on campus?
Our website has a great list of all the performances and lectures that are available on campus, and so anyone could go to www.su.edu to find out more information. Many of those, although not all, but many of them are free. They're almost all open to the public. And it's a great opportunity to take advantage of offerings that are of the same quality as in Washington, D.C., but you don't have to fight the traffic to get there.
I think it was late last year. Is that when the economic impact study was released?
It was just over a year ago.
That was pretty significant, wasn't it?
To know that we have $145 million annual economic impact on the local community was something that made us all feel very proud, and it had grown significantly over past years. That's really one way that we can give back to the community. Robert, earlier you talked about all the great volunteer work that our students and faculty do. We want them to learn how to be part of a community. The other way this institution can give back to the community is as we continue to grow, the local area benefits economically.
If prospective students, if people are interested in checking out Shenandoah, they should just swing by.
They're welcome to stop by any time in our admissions office, which is in Wilkins Hall on the main campus of the university. It's almost across the street from the chapel on campus. And the folks there in admissions and in financial aid can help them answer any of their questions. Oftentimes, people think they can't afford college. In fact, the reality is people can't afford not to go to college. The average college graduate makes between $600,000 and $900,000 more over the course of their lifetime than those who do not finish college or go to college. That's a good investment.
We're almost out of time here. Is there anything else you want to add as we wrap up?
We are chock full in our housing on campus as well. In fact, we're in overflow. We have students staying in the Modern Hotel, which was previously the Aloft Hotel. Off of campus, we expect to be able to bring them onto main campus sometime over the next couple of weeks. But we're thrilled to be able to have 100% occupancy on campus.
Bustling with activity and growing strong, and I'm really glad that Athletics and Events Center is coming along. It was looking like we might have a medieval times coming for a while there.
I had some little second grade students write to me and said that it looks like a castle, and they wanted to know if they could visit the castle. So they came to visit, and they have a sense now of what's really going inside. And in their minds, they told me they think that the princes and princesses are going to run around and play basketball while the kings and queens watch.
Changing the name from Hornets then.
That's right. A bit of royalty here in the Shenandoah Valley.
Well, Dr. Tracy Fitzsimmons, president at Shenandoah University, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with everything going on in this term.
Thanks so much. Good to talk with you.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.